Hi, this is the Grieving with Gratitude podcast, and I'm your host, Conway, a spiritual psychologist. I suddenly lost my dad, and it propelled me to radically change my life. I went from a broke, burnt-out entrepreneur that was dependent on drugs and partying to a life of peace, abundance, and gratitude, making over six figures and traveling the world. My goal is to help you to heal your trauma and through the process become the healthiest and highest version of yourself. I believe you are here to live a life of abundance and not be a victim to your current life. Are you ready to take back your power and start to create the life you want? Hey guys, it's Conway with the Grieving with Gratitude podcast, and I am currently in downtown Nashville looking out the window at my apartment, walking around because I am a pacer. You think I'd be way skinnier because I pace all the time, but it's okay. Wait, I'm not going to put that in the podcast. Maybe I will. I don't really like editing these anyways. So I turned 36 on Friday, October 7th, and these are the 36 things that I've learned this year. Number one, that we create our own realities, meaning I will be a perpetrator or a victim in each storyline of anyone that I come across, right? Like, we all have these experiences with people, and really coming to the realization that in my story, I may be the victim, and in someone else's, I'm the perpetrator. But, and just being really vulnerable and transparent with what that is and what that would look like. Because once you have the realization that that is kind of like what is playing out in each and our lives, it really is a lot easier just to be like, I'm just going to live from my highest version of myself and from a place of kindness, because you can't dictate how someone's going to portray you in their storyline. But as long as you know that your side of the street's clean, then you're good. Number two, anxiety is fear of tomorrow. So take action today. So when I start having a ton of anxiety, I know that that is my fear of tomorrow, and instead I need to just get up and do whatever it is so that I can alleviate that anxiety, because I just need to take action. That leads me to number three, which is taking action and failing fast, meaning just go out there and fucking do it. And if you fail, it's okay. You just readjust and pivot and you keep trudging along. Instead, I think a lot of the times we get trapped in perfectionism, and that we work out all these things where it's like, oh, I want to throw a retreat, but it has to be so perfect, right? And then you do it and no one shows up. And you're like, I'm going to give up. I'm never going to do this ever again now. And it's like, no, it's okay. Just fucking put the retreat together. Learn from what you need to navigate and change and do it again. So like, fail quickly, because we don't have time to waste. Be kind and not nice. I was talking with one of my clients about this, about being kind and not just nice. And niceness is just being agreeable, like doing what society tells you to do. Like, say you don't have any time really to hang out with a lot of people, and you've agreed to go to dinner with someone, but you really aren't in an energetic place. You just can't give them the time and the value that they need. And niceness would be begrudgingly going, being anxious the whole time, like itching to fucking leave. Versus being kind and saying, hey, I just don't have that emotional space to give that to you right now. Can we plan another time to do this? So, because I want to be fully present with you. That's kindness, because you're being kind to yourself and kind to the other person, versus just doing what's the right, quote unquote, the right thing to do or socially acceptable thing to do. And it's really not kind to you or the other person. Be present with people. Be present. That leads me to, that's being kind, is being present, not being on your phone, really listening and hearing what someone's saying, asking questions. This leads me to number five. Well, technically number six. Don't make assumptions. Ask questions and listen more than speak. Honestly, assumptions are the worst thing that we can do. We assume things based on what we see on Instagram about someone. We assume all these things versus just asking questions. And honestly, asking questions makes it more fun. Like, that's the fun in having a conversation with someone, is being able to converse with them and have questions and ask them questions, instead of just assuming you know the answer about someone's life or what their experiences are or what they've been through that day. Schedule time for yourself. This is a huge one. It's okay to say no to shit. Schedule time for yourself. especially after me having a panic attack, I have realized I need to schedule time for myself. I'm trying to be everything for everyone. And I know that a lot of people are doing that. Moms are doing it much more than probably I am. And just being able to say no, no. Like, this is my time for myself. And I'm sorry, I'm not able to show up fully for you without this time for myself. Say no to people, places, and things that do not make you more money or propel you forward. I know that sounds egotistical or, you know, greedy or something, but it's not, because honestly, there's so many things that are just time wasters. They're not fulfilling to your soul. They're not fulfilling to your business, to your other relationships, but we say yes to them. If it's not fulfilling in any way like that, and it's not propelling you forward and making you a better person, then don't spend time doing it. You will outgrow people. That's just the end of the day. You'll outgrow people. We're all on different journeys. And I was really having this epiphany. I actually wrote these at my best friend Hannah's wedding, who's I have known since I was in beauty school. And she has a lot of different best friends from different areas of her life. And realizing that I have really evolved a lot, like fast forwarded, like these last couple of years, I've definitely evolved a tremendous amount. Versus when I was in beauty school, which was so long ago. And really knowing that you're going to outgrow people. It doesn't mean you wish them ill will. You still love them fully for who they are, but you're just not energetically aligned with them anymore. And that is okay, because they can come back into your life and your past may realign. And they may not, but it's okay to release them and not try to make, you know, fit a square peg in a round hole anymore. If you're not a circle, you know, like you don't have to make things work when they don't work. Be generous and tip 20% or more every time, no matter what. I don't give a fuck if it is terrible service or not and they hate their job. You have no idea what's going on in their life. You tip them 20% because they still are serving you. I don't know why I need to even say this, but there's a lot of people that don't even tip me for doing hair. And I'm like, okay, you have no idea if I went above and beyond for you or what I had to do to make that your fucking appointment work. You know, so always tip 20%. You have no clue. Just be fucking generous. Give grace. Number 11, give grace. You have no idea what someone else is going through. 12. Love yourself unconditionally. Fuck being humble. Toot your own horn. This world has created us to become smaller and smaller and smaller to control you. That we have to be these humble creatures. Like, it's so funny because I wrote this before I saw the Kanye documentary and how he was talking about why everyone has to be so small, basically. Like someone's like, oh, I really like your song. And you go, oh, you do? Instead of going like, fuck yeah, of course, I love it too. Like, it's such a good song. Like, toot your own fucking horn. It's okay. Be proud about the things that you do and the accomplishments you have. Scream them from the fucking rooftop. If someone doesn't like you because you're obnoxious, they're not your fucking person anyway. So get rid of them. Step into your power. You create everything in your life, abundance or discord. So choose your path wisely. Step into your power. You are a huge energetic creator. You create everything in this life. You're a divine creator. So if you're looking around at your life and it's not something that you want, change it. You have the power to create whatever you want, harmony or discord. If you want to live in hell, you can create hell for you to live in. If you want to create heaven, you can create heaven right here, right now on this earth. But claim that power back. You can't blame anyone else for your situations than yourself. That's 100% true. And if where you're at is a shitty place right now, okay, well, let's look at places to make it better. Because if I had just let my dad's death define me, I would be probably an alcoholic. I wouldn't be a natural. I wouldn't have the success I have right now. I chose this life. I chose to make this my awakening. I chose to be victorious over this. Remain neutral in everything and protect your peace. This is something that's really I've been working on, because when I really look at like manifesting and what I value, everyone wants to like manifest a Chanel purse. And it's like, you know what I want, really? What's really, really valuable to me is my peace. My peace and my safety and knowing I am okay and being completely neutral and not having these crazy upsets and downsets, that I don't have fights with people. I just don't care. Like, it's not that I don't care. I am neutral. And how you remain neutral is knowing that, and this is going to be like a weird concept, but like good and bad doesn't really exist. Good and bad is something that we've placed on it. That's a relative truth. Me saying that chocolate ice cream is bad and someone being like, no way, it is the best. Okay, well, it's a choice. No one said that any of these are good or bad, you know? That's knowing everyone has a relative truth that is true to them that may not be true to you. So by remaining neutral, you're able to just look at people and be like, oh, that's interesting. Hence why you can ask questions, because it's just interesting. You don't have to be tied to whatever someone believes and just think of it as interesting. Become neutral. I would much rather be neutral and in peace than feel like I'm right. Work out every fucking day, number 15. Your health is your number one priority. It's no one else's job to keep you healthy and fix you. 100%. That goes with your mental health too. If you need to work on your mental health, invest in that. Number 16, go outside. Number 17, don't take anything personal. Number 18, be silly. Number 19, people will not like you, and that's okay. Number 20, you don't have to like everyone, but you have to love them, even if it's from a distance. I don't hate anyone. I know that every single person is on their own path and they are a divine creator. They are a divine human being. I may not agree with them, and that's okay. I don't have to like them. I don't have to have them in my worldview. I don't have to have them over for dinner, but I do have to love them and want prosperity for them. Number 21, how you do anything is how you do everything. You half-ass everything, I can guarantee your house is half-ass. Like, your house is going to look half-ass. Your job is half-ass. Your bank account is half-ass. So when you do something, do it 100%. That's why it's important for you to take time for yourself so that you can show up 100% in other areas and say no to things that don't serve you. If your surroundings are a mess, you're a mess. That is 100%. I can see that. That is a outward manifestation of an inwardly what's happening in your life. 23, celebrate your wins. Goes back to your own fucking horn. 24, gratitude journal. Huge, huge, huge. Especially when you're having a down day, just look for anything to be grateful for. And I guarantee it will change your whole perspective. Work on healing your trauma. 26, invest in yourself or someone else's business. If you need to go take a course to level up and make more money, do it. If you need to invest in someone else's business so that they're able to do that, do that. Just invest in something. Don't just hoard your money for yourself. 27, read. 28, trust your intuition. If it's not a fuck yes, it's a hell no. 29, travel alone. You want to learn how to trust your intuition? Travel alone. You'll definitely get to know yourself very well. 30, lean into fear. Lean into the unknown, because it's in those times that you will have the most exponential growth. Number 31, get out of your own way. 32, you are not broken. 33, if your family sucks, you can create a new one. I definitely have created really valuable, amazing relationships in my life through friends and acquaintances. And instead of looking at the areas that you lack, look at the areas that you have so much abundance. Maybe you don't have a great family, but you are surrounded by so many loving people that act as if they are in those different areas and filling those voids of whatever it be, like a dad wound or mom wound, whatever. Just look around for that and you can create what you need. Number 34, be vulnerable and authentic. Number 35, it's okay to not be normal. Let that freak flag fly. Be silly. It's okay. Be who you are. Our life here on earth is only like 100 years max, right? Maybe 107, but most of the time, a lot of people aren't that healthy. But knowing that if you have this limited amount of time on the earth, just be authentically who you are. Why try to shove yourself into some mold that someone else has created for you? Number 36, be honest. Be honest with yourself and be honest with others. So I hope you guys have an amazing day. These are my 36 things I learned in 36 years. Pretty wild. I mean, obviously there's like the general ones like don't do drugs. But honestly, that path in my life has brought me to where I am today. But I wouldn't suggest that you do it so that you can get to where I am. I think that you can sidestep a lot of the, you know, I would have gotten to where I am today faster if I had not had those moments, but it's okay. So I hope you guys have an amazing day. Thank you for celebrating my birthday with me. So here's a word from our sponsor. Hey guys, so when I first started doing this, I had a billion recordings and I literally had no idea how to distribute them anywhere. And that's when I downloaded the free Anchor app. And I am so grateful I did because it was a total game changer. Anchor is a one-stop shop allowing me to record, edit, and distribute all my content at once. The best thing is that it's super easy to navigate and I can take it with me anywhere I travel in the world. So if you have something to say, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to start sharing your message with the world. This is your affirmation I will send you out with. So take a deep belly breath in through your nose, out through your mouth, with an audible exhale. I am a powerful being. I am vibrating high. From this point on, I will be in situations that leave me excited and breathless with gratitude and abundance. I will vibrate in a frequency so high that all the goodness will come shooting into my magnetic field. It will happen for me, not to me. I am thankful for not giving up. I am prepared for what is to come. Thank you for listening. Please leave a review, screenshot, tag, and share on social media. I'd love to be friends, so follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Cassie Conway Is Rad and at Grieving With Gratitude Podcast. Go out today and take your power back and consciously create the life you desire, knowing you are so fucking loved and divinely perfect.